Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Fired up, man. I was fired up.
Logan was freaking out yesterday. He was crashing out a little bit.
I was. 100%.
Number one. Who would be number one on your list?
Well, CBS
has their list. I'll tell you who they put. So we're using Cody Benjamin's list at CBS. So post NFL draft quarterback power rankings, who would sit at number one? An established quarterback, an MVP, someone that's won a Super Bowl, or a second-year player?
All of the above, any of them?
Okay. No?
Yeah, I talked about it last night. If you don't want to put Mahomes at number one, that's fine. If you want, I can justifiably be okay with you putting Josh Allen at number one because he's fresh off of an MVP. I can justify you putting Lamar Jackson ahead of Mahomes if you want to. I have more of a problem with it, but if you want to put him at one and Josh Allen at two, okay, and put Mahomes at three.
How about Jalen Hurts? He's been in two Super Bowls, one. That might be right now.
Hurts had a top five defense and the best running back the NFL has seen in the last 20 years.
They won that because of defense. We all know that.
He got carried to a Super Bowl. He played well in that Super Bowl. He won Super Bowl MVP. Give him credit, but he should not be above Patrick Mahomes. You know who really shouldn't?
Number one, Jaden Daniels.
And listen, you gotta be kidding.
Listen, I love Jaden Daniels. I love what Washington's doing, putting that line in front of him, getting receivers. Like Jaden Daniels back at Arizona State. Loved what he did at LSU. I can't believe he didn't win more games when he had Brian Thomas to throw to and Malik Nabers, but different point. But Jaden Daniels had a good rookie season. We've seen good rookie seasons. C.J. Stroud had a great rookie season, but you weren't putting him number one on the power rankings the following year.
What's the reasoning behind it? Is there like a description?
As Cody says here, be hard-pressed to find an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present and future, contenders included. He was simply unflappable for much of his dynamic debut. Actually, there's probably a lot of teams that wouldn't take him. Like, Bills aren't taking him over Josh Allen. Ravens aren't taking him over Lamar Jackson. Chiefs are definitely not taking him over Patrick Mahomes. I doubt the Chargers are with Herbert, and definitely not Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. Listen, do I think he's better than Caleb Williams? I do.
Yeah.
I thought so before the draft. I think so now. I think he's better than that. But number one quarterback in the NFL? No.
Yeah, number one is... That's crazy work.
Two is Jalen Hurts. Not some Marines to see because he won the Super Bowl. He's been at two. He's won one. I give it to him.
Okay.
Hats off, Jalen Hurts. It's fine. That's what we're going to say. Joe Burrow, number three. Lamar Jackson, number four. We haven't got the Josh Allen or Mahomes.
That's because Josh Allen's
five, Mahomes six. Right before Matt Stafford. So we're not going to get
eight.
But we're not giving Allen and Mahomes more credit for. Listen, say what you want about Burrow. But he had Ja'Marr Chase win the triple crown of wide receivers. He had T. Higgins. He had people to throw to. Now, the offensive line wasn't great, but the bottom line, Allen and Mahomes had nobody. Allen scoring 30 points a game with nobody receiver. Stephon Diggs was well gone at that point, and he's winning games. Mahomes continues to win. He went most of the season without his 1-2. Okay, rookie, undersized rookie, step up and be the guy.
Do you want to know what my favorite part of this article is? So he's got Josh Allen at number five. He want to talk about recency bias and putting Jaden Daniels at one and not putting Josh Allen, the most recent MVP, on the list. My favorite part of this article is this. Here's his explanation for having Josh Allen at number five. The reigning MVP is coming off his most efficient season while operating with a new-look receiving core.
Like Lamar, nobody.
Yeah. Like Lamar Jackson, another AFC superhero, he's just yet to escape the Chiefs' shadow. So the reason he put him at number five is because Josh Allen can't beat Mahomes, yet he still puts him ahead of Mahomes.
Yes.
What? So the reason he's there is because he can't beat Mahomes, but yet he's still higher than Mahomes on the list.
Yeah,
okay. Make it make sense.
So from now on, I'll make the decision for Cody and Alex. Anytime you said his name's Cody Benjamin, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Anytime his article comes up, we're not doing a thing with his article anymore. He's been banned.
You've
his
taken a lot of CBS guys his off articles, this list.
Look, I'll be honest.
I like Josh Edwards.
I'll be honest. The list stinks. Bink, the list stinks. It's worth not taking into consideration. Not.
Brock Purdy's at 10. He's ahead of Baker Mayfield. Baker had a damn good year.
I understand that, but you can't base things off of just one season like this. When we're talking about ranking a quarterback, you can't go off of one season because we saw sophomore slumps. We see them all the time. CJ Stroud backtracked a little bit. Wide receivers got hurt. Yeah, that was a factor, but also he just wasn't as good. If Jaden Daniels doesn't look as good, then the list looks even worse.
You want to know what's incredibly bad about this list also?
What is that?
Number 20 on the list, J.J. McCarthy. Number 21, Tua Tagovailoa. Number 22, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, if you're Tua behind, he's got
J.J. McCarthy ahead, a guy who's never played a snap in the National Football League.
The Vikings won't say his quarterback one.
Ahead of the guy who started in front of him last year and had a great year and was a Pro Bowler. What?
He's got Anthony Richardson behind Joe Flacco. That's funny, actually.
Okay, well, that might be the most accurate thing about the list. No offense to Anthony Richardson, he got benched for Joe Flacco. So
we'll see how long Joe starts there in Cleveland.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.